This week in Retronauts, we learn to love again. Maybe. I don't know. Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 517 of Retronauts. I am Jeremy Parrish, continuing to be Jeremy Parrish all these mini episodes later. And that means I bring with me my particular tastes in video games. And those don't always line up with the more collective view of what are good and bad video games. And that's what we're going to discuss this week. This is one part group therapy, one part confessional. And at the end of this, I really hope I get a sacramental wafer. That's what I'm very excited about. I'm kind of hungry. So this episode is called Great Games That Never Clicked For Us. And there are four other people here with me. And all of us have put down in a list four different games or series that we've just never managed to connect with. Even though we recognize that objectively those series are good, we don't like playing them. And now we're going to bring that out in the open, not to berate these games or talk about why other people who like them are stupid or bad, but rather to say, hey, I don't get it. And maybe if there are people who do enjoy those games also on this chat, they will say, that's okay, because I can help you learn to love this game. I will help you understand what it takes to get to the meaty core that is inside the horrible exterior shell that you find so repulsive. That's the idea, anyway. We'll see how it actually goes. Anyway, as I mentioned, I'm Jeremy, but also with me, I have many people. So let's cast our line all the way across the Atlantic Ocean to speak to the Retronauts contributor and occasional co-host who lives far away across the Atlantic.
Oh, hello. Yes, I live very far away. I may be a bit vulnerable and shaky in this episode because I think it's going to be a really intense sort of emotional experience. It's going to be quite cleansing. Detoxifying, is that a thing? It is now. Yes, I'm Stuart Jip, by the way. I wasn't sure if that was clear to any of the regular listeners, but it's me, Stuart, your pal.
All right. And then we have a whole bunch of other pals all clustered together in the Bay Area of California. So let's start with our other regular co-host and co-founder-ish type person of Retronauts.
Hey, everybody, it's Bob Mackey. And with this podcast, I'm hoping to bring down our Apple Podcast review average. I think it'll happen.
All you have to do is say nice things about ladies, and that'll get the bad people out to give us downvotes. Speaking of ladies, we have one here on the show. Only the most respectable of ladies, a longtime friend of the show and contributor. Please introduce yourself.
Hey, it's me, the harshly judgmental podcaster, Kat Bailey. I am here to destroy the dreams of everybody who loves games made after the year 2000. So everybody younger than 30 at this point. So look forward to it.
All right. And finally, in the same contiguous physical space as Bob Mackey, we have...
Hey, it's Henry Gilbert, and yes, I hope this episode will dispel the belief that I am just a Nintendo fanboy, because at least two of my choices are classic Nintendo series.
Hot damn. All right. It's getting controversial in here already. So what I have done to set up this episode, this is not, you know, one of those structured episodes where we have a clear mission and everything's going to go down by a rigid list. No, because we have no way of knowing how this episode will turn out. Instead, I have asked everyone to make a tiny list of four games or series that they just don't get or don't enjoy. And we're going to go in a round-robin approach where each of us will list one of these games or series, and everyone else will kind of chime in, and we'll talk about what we don't like, what we do like, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll each take turns and work our way possibly through the entire list. I'm guessing probably not, because I have a feeling some of these conversations are going to blow up. But, you know, at the same time, we can also take this opportunity to talk about video game history, our feelings about video game design, all those cool things that you come to Retronauts for, but in a sort of freeform fashion. So, that is the premise of this episode. And without further ado, I guess we should just jump in. And since I am hosting this episode and put this cockamamie idea together, I'll go first with something that I recognize is a groundbreaking classic, is a multi-million selling series that has lasted for close to 30 years for good reason, because it's very well made and really connects with a lot of people and gives them the video game experience they want, but not me. And that is Resident Evil. And I have played many Resident Evil games through the years. 1, 2, I think I skipped 3, Code Veronica, but 4. I've played like demos and hands-on previews of 5 and 6. And at no point have I ever said, ah, this is it. This is the me game. I love this. And I don't know, maybe it's just because I don't like horror games, because the games themselves have actually changed a lot through the years. I mean, the original Resident Evil, I just found unbelievably clunky. Like, the process of playing that game, not just with the controls, but the interface, the load times, all of it just felt so unappealing, so uninviting, that I couldn't get into it. And Resident Evil 2, I thought, you know, maybe this will change my opinion, because I heard it was so much more refined. It had, you know, multiple protagonists. So I played it and got hung up on a dumpster on the second screen and killed by a zombie within like 3 minutes. And I said, you know what? Maybe this is just not the kind of video game that I should play. And so I haven't really played it. But what am I missing? Like, what's wrong with me? I would love to hear your thoughts. Are there Resident Evil fans here? I feel like there probably are.
Well, I'm not licensed to say what's wrong with you, Jeremy, but I think you don't like horror, and that's what we're talking about, because there are at least 4 different kinds of Resident Evil games. There's the classic style. There is the 4, 5, 6 action game style. There are the RE2 and RE3 remake styles, which is a nice mix between the classic and action. And then we have the first person style. So I think if none of those were appealing to you, you might just not like horror to begin with. And that is what your stumbling block into getting into these games.
Jeremy, can I ask you?
I think that's fair. Like I said, Oh, yes, Stuart.
This might come off a bit condescending. Were you?
What?
No, please. Were you as scared of the zombies? Be honest.
No, I just find them not very interesting as enemies. Like, the whole premise of zombies, and Bob's not wrong. Like, horror does not generally appeal to me. I'm managing to enjoy the Last of Us TV series, but that's because really it's about people and about not the zombies, but how people interact in a world that is made of mushroom zombies. And that's interesting to me. But, you know, when it comes to video games, you have much more limited verbs in terms of what you can do in that world, and, you know, what your relationship to zombies really amounts to, which is run away or kill them with some sort of object or weapon. And I don't know, like, shambling green guys, it just doesn't do it for me.
And Jeremy,
there are definitely moments in Resident Evil games that I've played that I've enjoyed, but like, as soon as the enemies show up, then it stops being an interesting game about, like, hey, let's look around the world and see this place that's been constructed for me to explore. And it becomes like, oh, I have to deal with these guys again. Okay, that's cool.
Jeremy, I just want to say that you're valid, and that I am a fellow Resident Evil non-liker, except for Resident Evil 4, a game that I very much enjoyed. I've been always meaning to get around to playing the Resident Evil 2 remake. Back in the day, when this series first came out on the PlayStation, I remember somebody saying, this game is really scary. Watch out for the scene with the dogs. And I'm like, I don't want to be scared. I don't want to be, like, terrified. And so I immediately made a point of not playing that game until Resident Evil 4, strangely, a game that I very much enjoyed. I most recently picked up Resident Evil Village, thinking, well, that very tall vampire lady seems interesting. I would like to know more about her. And what I got was something like the Haunted Mansion. It was a roller coaster. And I think that just was not terribly exciting to me from a game design concept. I didn't want to be on a theme park ride. And so I bounced off it pretty quickly. I have all the respect in the world for Resident Evil, but by and large, horror games, survival horror games, Silent Hill, you name it, I don't play them.
You know, that's funny. I am the, maybe I'm the biggest Resident Evil fan on this, though. Also, I am mostly the fan of what Bob was talking about, the 4 era. And also, I haven't played the 3 remake. I did like the 2 remake a lot. And I think for me, horror games, I do have a limit of like, oh, this is too much horror for me. Like, I'm too scared. But with Resident Evil, especially the action ones, they will scare you, but your main character is presented as like this indestructible action machine. Like, it's basically like a horror movie that like Sylvester Stallone or Schwarzenegger stars in, like Predator, pretty much, you know. So those are the ones I really got into. I didn't give them, they were games I watched friends play because I was like, well, this maybe is too scary to me for also. The tank controls I just could not handle, but it was Resident Evil 4 and the remake. Also, it was probably I gave them a new chance because I really wanted the GameCube to succeed. And like, well, if these are the biggest games on the GameCube, I'm going to give them a shot. And that's when they finally clicked with me.
So I will say that I haven't played all of the Silent Hill games, but what I've played, I've really enjoyed, even though it's horror. But those I find genuinely unsettling. Like, there is something about Silent Hill that just really, really creeps me out in a way that Resident Evil has never managed. Like, Resident Evil is Hollywood blockbuster horror, as opposed to, like, creepy indie horror. Like, Silent Hill has the same feel as that one Twin Peaks episode that's just, like, imagery and noise and just, like, is an assault on the senses. And that's interesting. That series I tend not to play because it actually is really intense. But Resident Evil, yeah, I can't connect with it. But that is not me saying Resident Evil is bad in any way, just that it's just never quite worked for me. But assuming that I don't like the PlayStation style of Resident Evil, Resident Evil 4 didn't really do much for me. And the more like modern action roller coaster style of like Resident Evil 6 also doesn't do it for me. Is there some kind of Resident Evil out there that I might be able to connect with, like speaking as a fan?
The light gun games.
Maybe the Game Boy Color one?
Yeah, the light gun games. That's a good one from Cap there, yeah.
Okay.
Pull up your Wii and set those up.
The RE4 remake is coming out, I think, in March or April. So it's the best game in the series, and I'm sure it'll be a fine remake, so perhaps that's where you need to jump in. I mean, 4 is still very good, but as advanced as it is, it still has very mechanical and modular controls of that era. So that might be hard to get over if you're jumping into it as a new player.
All right. So Resident Evil Gaiden is what you said. Which one are the light gun games? Survivor?
I think Umbrella Chronicles. Is that what it was called?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's
Umbrella Chronicles and the Dark Side Chronicles.
That was the thing, is that I always liked the Resident Evil lore more than I have liked the actual games. Having said that, I don't enjoy games in which people transform into horrifying mutants, which is a Resident Evil thing, because I don't like body horror, and that's just a personal taste. So I enjoy the Resident Evil lore and everything to do with the Umbrella Chronicles and everything that followed and such, but the actual transforming into grotesque mutants, I can take it or leave it.
You know, right. with the 7 and 8, in the first person stuff with it, that is kind of where I was starting to hit a line of like, oh, wait, now it's getting more into... I played about 3-4 hours of both of them and the demos, but it was too much for me because, like, especially 7 with its, like, chainsaw massacre, like, barfy, grimy house. I was like, blech. And then the demo for 8 is you're in, like, a filth-ridden prison, and it's just like, man, this is... I don't know. That's the point of it, but I prefer... Obviously, Resident Evil 4 is full of grimy, gross, bloody things, but I don't know. It never... The whole time, like, Leon has a cool jacket or coat, and just like he's kind of untouchable by the grime and muck around him.
Yeah, 7, of course, I mean, it was designed for VR, so there's a lot of you personally kind of in first person doing gross stuff, like putting your hand in that body cavity or crawling through the sort of centipede corridor and things like that. It's gross.
eating the gross food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry, being force-fed the gross food.
Yeah, yeah.
Yum.
I mean, I'll give it a chance. I haven't tried it. It might be just look gross. It might be good. I don't know.
Yes, we shouldn't judge
okay,
the culture.
So I'm making a note of those two games and the Resident Evil 4 remake. The one final thing I will say is that I have played a fair amount of The Evil Within, and actually really connected with that one. Is there a Resident Evil game that you would say, like, oh, this is the most like The Evil Within?
Oh, I would say play Evil Within 2. It was super overlooked, and it's so much better than the first Evil Within. A game I thought was very uneven, but still worth playing. Evil Within 2 is so, so good.
I love both of those games so much. Like, they're just so mad. Like, just the logic is just completely bonkers. It's just whatever would be the coolest thing that would happen next is what always happens. It's so cool.
I'm also okay with enabling you, Jeremy, and saying, if you don't like horror, it's okay. You don't have to engage with it. You don't have to force yourself to engage with it. I like wholesome things, like hearing about the Centipede Corridor. I'm like, no, I would like a nice, relaxing and cozy game, actually, as opposed to the horror game.
You don't have to go in the Centipede Corridor. Nobody has to go in the Centipede Corridor.
You don't have to force yourself to go down the Centipede Corridor.
Jeremy, could I recommend Gregory Horror Show as a sort of alternative to you?
Okay. I'll look into that one. Cartoon horror. Maybe like a Gegege no Kitaro game.
Ooh, I like that.
Luigi's Mansion. Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, yes,
yeah. Luigi's Mansion.
Love those. Those are good. Okay, so basically don't play Resident Evil. Play Evil Within and Luigi's Mansion. Done.